was the first human, I don't know, who realized the illusion of self, who realized the truth of no self in any form, any thought, any emotion, any external form or internal form. He realized the truth of anatta. There's no self in it. And if you're looking for self, there's dukkha, suffering. So there's only suffering if you're looking for self in thought, for self in an emotion. If thought is endowed with a sense of self and every emotion is endowed with a sense of self, is not recognized as just a human emotion passing through. Thoughts passing through, or external situations where I'm looking for myself through something or other, through some external possession, through fame, through recognition, whatever it may be, through my father or my mother understanding me. So you cannot find yourself anywhere. And so the Buddhists have the strange expression, no self as the essence. Sometimes even called, and that's frightening to the ego, emptiness. All it means is stillness, a still mind, or rather no mind, emptiness. And yet, what is there when the mind is still? There's something there, but you cannot define it because it has no form. Something, not even a thing. Any word you use is wrong because every word derives from the world of things. Remember to be here in touch with your inner energy field, otherwise you'll become restless and start thinking. When you become restless, you've lost touch with a deeper sense of being and moved into the head. And then unconscious body movements can sometimes happen. Emotions are also restless then, but you are not usually conscious of it. I can sometimes tell when people are not fully here, their legs or feet start shaking. Their eyes go drifting. They're looking for somewhere else. Some other place. They've moved into the head. In the meantime, the legs go. And it's quite normal. Many people spend a lot of time sitting like that. If an animal did it, we would have to take it to the vet because it's. Imagine your dog doing that. Then it would be obvious there's something wrong with the dog. But with humans, it's normal. And when you notice it, then something, another dimension has come in. There's an awareness suddenly that the leg is shaking or the restlessness, and suddenly you notice it. You notice certain involuntary movements or whatever it is. Oh. And that's very significant, the noticing, because awareness is there, presence is there. It's only then you can see what's going on inside you. When there's no presence, you don't know what's going on inside you because you're so identified with going on, you are what is going on. You don't know what's going on. You're acting it out. You're an actor who has forgotten that he or she is acting out a script. You're totally in it. And it's all conditioned. And then people's behavior becomes predictable. You can tell from people, relatives, and so on, that you've known for a long time that most of people's behavior is predictable. You can even predict what they're going to answer when you say something, what their reaction is going to be. Predictable reaction. But whatever you can observe in yourself means you're conscious enough to observe something in yourself. That's all that's needed. You don't really need to change anything as such, because then you have another dilemma. And that dilemma is part of many people's sense of self, and that is, there's something wrong with me. And many people have that. There's something I need to repair, whatever it is. Now, you could either say there are two statements we can make here and just two different perspectives on it, and they're both right in their own way. There's nothing wrong with you. And there's something wrong with everybody. As long as there's no presence, of course there's dysfunction. But the moment you notice that, there's nothing wrong. Awareness is all that's needed. Presence is all that's needed. For example, when you become conscious of your legs shaking, soon after it'll stop shaking, because it was only shaking because you were unconscious of it. It would be rare for a human to consciously shake their legs and say, okay, I'll just carry on shaking this leg. They don't do it. Oh, and then after a while it dies down.